everybody. I'm Lynn Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Officials with the First United Methodist Church here in Fairfield have announced the location and times for the Twigs Kids Summer Lunch Program. It'll launch next Monday, June the 11th. Here are the distribution sites and the times. Lakeside Park at Tice Clevenger Memorial Shelter from 11:30 a.m. until noon. Jesus Name Pentecostal Church at 1112 Southwest 6th Street from 11:30 till noon. Manor at the Woodlands Shelter at One Manor Circle from 12:15 to 12:45. And St. Edward's Catholic Church at 300 Northwest 5th Street from 12:15 to 12:45. Now that location, St. Edward's, actually replaces the Northside Baptist Church location. Children and youth may visit one of those locations and receive a free sack lunch. Now, if you need some more information about this Twigs Lunch Program for kids, call First United Methodist Church in Fairfield at 842-2129. And again, that launches next Monday, June the 11th. More news after this.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They will work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel, with three locations to serve you, Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
The month of May was the warmest on record in Illinois, according to officials with the Illinois State Water Survey. The statewide average temperature for the month of May was 70.6 degrees. That's 7.9 degrees above normal, which was the warmest on record, with those records going all the way back into the late 1800s. The old record was 69.4 degrees set in 1962. The statewide average precipitation for the month of May, 3.98 inches, that's 6/200 of an inch below normal statewide. And the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center has released its updated outlook for the month of June in Illinois. It indicates an increased chance of above normal temperatures and drier than normal conditions. Illinois' imprisoned ex-governor Rod Blagojevich has filed paperwork asking President Donald Trump to commute his 14-year prison term for corruption that included seeking to sell an appointment to the Senate seat that Barack Obama vacated to become president. A spokesman for Blagojevich's lawyers said it was submitted Tuesday to the U.S. Department of Justice. Officials report the paperwork is a formality and that Trump does not necessarily require the paperwork to act. Trump last week broached the possibility of freeing the 61-year-old, suggesting the one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant was convicted for, quote, being stupid. But many Illinois voters regarded Blagojevich's corruption as brazen. His convictions include attempting to extort money from a children's hospital. The Southern Illinois University Board of Trustees will conduct a special meeting this Friday to talk about placing University President Randy Dunn on administrative leave. Some lawmakers and SIU faculty members have accused Dunn of favoring the SIU Edwardsville campus over the Carbondale campus. And according to the board, a special executive meeting was called by two members of the executive committee. That meeting will start this Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon. The meeting will be held in the Student Center on the campus of SIU Carbondale. It is expected at the executive session meeting that a motion will be made to close the meeting to the public. During the opening portion of the meeting, it is anticipated members will discuss the administrative leave of President Randy Dunn and the appointment of an acting president. The generosity of the Fairfield community was quite evident recently at a Community of Christ Church blood drive. The Red Cross collected 72 pints of blood, hitting their projected goal of 72 units. The Fairfield American Legion Auxiliary provided donors with refreshments and two gift cards. The winners of the $25 Kincaid gift cards were Sherry Marshall and Dale Harris of Fairfield. Stephanie Combs was a first-time donor at the event, while Larry P. Smith, Jr. earned his 22-gallon pin. Red Cross would like to thank all donors for their continued support of the Red Cross blood drives. The next Red Cross blood drive here in Fairfield has been set for July the 18th at the Community of Christ Church. More news after this.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports the arrest of a Kentucky man after he allegedly displayed a handgun while walking the streets of Maumee. 41-year-old Jason Allen Atterbury of Hanson, Kentucky, faces a charge of unlawful use of a weapon following the Tuesday afternoon incident. Police responded to Maumee on that report of a man with a gun. Officers eventually spotted the suspect standing near the edge of a wooded area. Police report Atterbury pulled the gun and held it down to his side beside a holster. After several orders to get on the ground, Atterbury eventually complied with the police orders. Initially, police did not find a gun on Atterbury. However, the firearm was found at the edge of the woods a few minutes later. Police did recover a Heritage brand 22 Magnum pistol and six 22 caliber cartridges from the gun and another 11 from his pocket. Mr. Atterbury told police he was not aware he needed a concealed carry permit to carry the gun in Illinois. Bond in the unlawful use of weapons case, $150 cash. Carmine City Police report the arrest early Wednesday morning of 25-year-old Rasheem T.A. Jameen of Carmine on a charge of driving on a suspended license bond, $150 cash. Fairfield City Police report a number of arrests and incidents. On Tuesday at about 8:03 p.m., an officer on patrol observed a 2004 Chevy pickup truck being operated on North 1st Street by Lakota L. Gammon, 24, of Fairfield. Knowing that Gammon had a suspended license, the officer conducted a traffic stop and confirmed Gammon's license was suspended. He was arrested and cited for driving suspended. At about 2:49 in the morning on Tuesday, a Fairfield officer on patrol stopped a 2008 Chevy in the 900 block of West Main Street for operating with one headlight. The driver, Corey L. Van Avery, 30, of Mount Vernon, Illinois, was found to have a suspended license. Van Avery was lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending the posting of bond. He was also cited for having no insurance. Earlier in the week, police on patrol stopped a 2001 Pontiac in the 800 block of West Main Street. The vehicle changed lanes without signaling. The driver, Michael L. Barner, 35, of Fairfield, was found to have a suspended license. He was booked pending the posting of bond. And officers investigated a traffic accident at the intersection of West Delaware and Southwest 10th Street. Heather L. Wells, 39, of Louisville, was apparently making a left turn from the right lane onto Southwest 10th Street. Wells' 2004 Ford Freestar van hit a 2000 Chevy driven by William Locke of Fairfield. Wells was cited for operating an uninsured vehicle, no valid registration, and improper turning. A major credit ratings agency says the state of Illinois' new budget is, quote, more the same from the worst rated state in the U.S. Standard & Poor's Global Ratings released an analysis this week of the $38.5 billion budget. The agency says the budget did pass on time, unlike in previous years, and that may have positive implications for the state's credit ratings, which is just one level above junk status. But the agency says the plan continues Illinois' past practices of banking on revenue and savings that may or may not materialize. For example, the budget relies on $270 million from the sale of the Jim Thompson Center in Chicago. That's a plan they've been talking about for years. The budget also assumes savings from a pension buyout the agency describes as uncertain and does not pay down billions in bills or set aside any money for a reserve fund. Frontier Community College is offering a cultural package for interested individuals in the community. It's coming up on Friday, July 13th. Frontier will lead a group of up to 30 to the Muni in St. Louis, where they'll watch the award-winning musical Jersey Boys. Now, this is an $85 ticket package. It's available to individuals 18 and older. Jersey Boys tells the authentic biographic story of the magic behind the music of the worldwide mega-hit group Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The performance will feature over 30 chart-topping hits, including fan favorites Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, and Oh What a Night. The lead, Frankie Valli, will be played by Mark Ballas, a two-time champion of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The Muni is an outdoor theater located in Forest Park in St. Louis. Seven shows are performed each summer season, and showtimes begin a little before sunset. Frontier will then return to the Muni for a backstage tour available only to group ticket holders. The tour will show visitors how stage sets are designed and built, and it will culminate on the Muni's grand stage where the cast faces an 11,000-seat audience. Prior to showtime, the group will have dinner at the Culver Pavilion located on the Muni grounds. To reserve your tickets for this Muni package, call the Frontier Community College at 842-3711. For more information, or if you have any questions, contact Megan Black, Director of Instructional Services. Folks, with the New Hope Water District, if you live in that district, they're going to be flushing your water lines throughout the month of June. This is done each spring and fall to keep the system clean and provide safe, pure water for your health and safety. You do need to check your water before using it. While flushing the water lines, you may notice the water was discolored temporarily because of the concentration of iron in the water. If your water is discolored, it does not mean it's unsafe to drink. And while they're flushing the lines, they do urge you to check for discoloration before doing laundry or similar activities. Again, that's the New Hope Water System. They'll be flushing the hydrants through the month of June. Crude oil prices fell a bit yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering 75 cents per barrel today. They're paying $57.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 67-year-old Fairfield native William Kelly Bill Medler of Hoopston, Illinois, died Sunday at his home. He was a high school chemistry and biology teacher until his retirement. Survivors include his wife, the former Darlene Knapp, two sisters, Sarah and husband Gene Talbert of Evansville, and Margaret and husband Paul Lang of Newton, Illinois, and six nieces and nephews, Mark and Scott Talbert, Cassie, Jasmine, and Nikki Graham, and Carl Lang. Cremation rites will be accorded, and a visitation for Bill Medler will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, June 16th, at the Hoopston United Methodist Church. A memorial service will then follow the visitation, and that'll start at 1 p.m. Saturday, the 16th, at the church. The Anderson Funeral Home of Hoopston's in charge of the arrangements. 97-year-old McLeansboro resident Virginia Rose Cotter died Sunday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She'd been a bookkeeper. Survivors include a daughter Donna Jean Lonius and husband Jerry of McLeansboro, LaDonna Lassiter and husband Barry of McLeansboro, two great-grandsons Slade and Daxton Slater of McLeansboro, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Virginia Rose Cotter will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at Douglas Cemetery at Broughton. Visitation will be 10 a.m. Saturday, June 9th, till the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Michael W. Hartman, 61, of Grayville, died last Friday at his home. He was a mechanic. In keeping with Mike's wishes, his remains were cremated. A visitation and memorial service for Michael W. Hartman will be this Saturday, June 9th, at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be 10 a.m., with the memorial service to follow at 11, and after the memorial service, military rites will be conducted on the Cook Funeral Home Chapel parking lot. Now, no services will be conducted at the cemetery, and it is requested that in lieu of flowers, memorials be made to the Cook Funeral Home to assist with final expenses. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. American Legion baseball from Wednesday. Fairfield Post 176 sweeps a doubleheader from the Grayville Junior Legion team. In Game 1, it was Post 176, winning 6-4. Jesse Hosselton was the winning pitcher. In the nightcap, Post 176, won 6-1. Jackson King, the winning pitcher in that game. Fairfield men's slow pitch softball. Jackie's Lunchbox over Midway Package 1-0. Iconic Studio 32, Vaughn Equipment 18, Mode Farms 15, Lewis Scrap Metal 5, and La Fuente over West Construction 15-5. Major League Baseball, the Marlins beat the Cardinals 11-3 Wednesday on a sad night for Cardinal fans everywhere. Before the third inning, it was announced that Hall of Fame second baseman Reg Shandies had passed away at the age of 95. A photo was shown on the video board at Busch Stadium with 1923 to 2018 written along the bottom. Fans in the crowd gave a standing ovation while players stood and applauded. The beloved Shandies spent 67 years with the Cardinals, managing them to two pennants and a World Series championship in the 1960s. He was a player, manager, or coach on four Cardinals teams that won the World Series. Cardinals starter Jack Flaherty lasted just five innings for the second consecutive start. Four of the six runs he allowed were earned. Infielder Jed Jerko finished the game on the mound, the first time the six-year veteran had pitched in the majors. Jerko gave up a run, two hits, and hit a batter with a pitch. Jose Martinez drove in two runs as part of a three-for-three night. He also walked. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Phillies 7-5 on a walk-off Grand Slam homer from Jason Hayward. White Sox beat the Twins 5-2. On the schedule today in Little League Baseball, Bronco League action at 5:30. LeMond's Chrysler plays Fairfield Masonic Lodge. At 7:30, it's FNB versus Morgan Distributing. Mustang League action, 5:30 p.m., People's National Bank versus Clark Construction. At 7:30, Doug Amen State Farm plays Barbed Wire Grill. Fairfield Girls Softball this evening. T-ball action, 5 p.m., Doug Amen State Farm plays Happy Day Express on the East Diamond. 6:30, McDonald's plays Precision Eye Care on the East Diamond. Coach Picks League at 5 p.m., Carter Trucking plays Taco Tierra on the West Diamond. 6:30 p.m., Country Financial plays Rush Appliance on the West Diamond. And at 6:30 p.m., Parent Electric plays Cary Rice State Farm on the Middle Diamond. In the majors, at 6:30 p.m., Born Again Nails and Waxing plays Podolsky Oil on the Middle Diamond. Major League Baseball this afternoon, Cardinals take on the Marlins. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9, beginning with the pregame show at 11:20 a.m. Cubs take on Philadelphia, White Sox in Minnesota. That's a check of sports. Have a great Thursday. Your forecast calling for partly sunny skies today, high 92. Partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Partly sunny, 95 tomorrow. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high 92. Scattered showers, 88 on Sunday. And for Monday, scattered showers with a high 88. Today's business of the day is your Country Financial representative, Beth Sessions. She's here to help you with all your insurance needs, so stop by and see her. Beth Sessions, Country Financial, your WFIW business of the day.